All ears on that question and answer is Quentin Messer, who's here a little early, and we're going to slip you in here because I know you've got to go. CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, president and chairman of the Michigan Strategic Fund. You're out there trying to hang on to businesses in Michigan, as always. We don't want to take anybody for granted, but also bringing new business here. And what Linda's talking about is very important to your efforts.
No, absolutely right. Thanks for affording me an opportunity. I think the critical thing that I took away from Linda's comments were really two big things. One, we have to continue to be creative and make sure that we are attracting companies who can help and come apart and have creative solutions for energy storage, the ability to maybe lighten the charging capacity, some of the infrastructure pieces of it. I mean, one of the things why I'm so excited about our Next Energy, Michigan-based company that we were able to make sure that they stayed and grew in Michigan. They are developing technology focused on energy storage. And I think the excitement with Michigan Central, their Office of Future Mobility and Electrification, is we're thinking about other ways to make sure that we have charging infrastructure that doesn't unduly burden what Linda was talking about. I mean, there is a partnership that has to occur here, and we have to make sure that we are the place where those folks who are solving these challenges want to deploy their capital.
Yeah, do you check in with Linda from time to time? Or
I check into members of Linda's team. Simon Whitlock, who I just shouted out, he's sitting over there.
Simon is here?
Yes, yeah, Simon's here.
Hi, Simon.
I think Simon probably is tired of me talking to him all the time. I mean, we are in constant. I mean, ITC has been a tremendous partner. Because, look, we are competing in very energy-intensive domains, whether it's mobility, semiconductor, clean energy. And not only do these companies want the fear of the demand, but they also want a certain type of energy. And so we need to make sure that we give ITC the type of time they need to deploy billions of dollars of assets. And we need to make sure, and Simon and his team have been tremendous partners.
Well, that's good to hear. And that makes you happy too, Linda.
Yes, it does. Music to my ears.
And speaking of music to our ears, we're hearing it right now, which means we have to move on and thank Linda Apsey, ITC Holdings, president and CEO. Always good to see you. Thanks for the good work. And speaking of good work, Quentin Messer, you're the best. CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, president and chairman of the Michigan Strategic Fund. Thanks for everything you're doing, too.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you.
Have a good conference.
Great. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Both of you. Thank
Cheers.
You very Thank you. Much. As we continue here from this beautiful conference, and it's a big one. It's an important one. Doesn't get any better than Sandy Beru Oz, Detroit Regional Chamber, Mackinac Policy Conference. And we're here where we always are, the parlor of Grand Hotel, as we continue on WJR.